9-year-old Harvey Morrison Sherratt from Clondalkin in Dublin died 2 weeks ago. Harvey had spina bifida and scoliosis. He had spinal surgery in November last year after being first placed on the waiting list in February 2022. His family said, during Harvey's painfully short life, he was met with a serious lack of timely care and feel the Dáil needs to be recalled for a vote of no confidence in Simon Harris. The Fine Gael leader had made promises on scoliosis when he was Minister for Health. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has called on the Taoiseach to meet with Harvey's parents. Pádraig Tobin, Aontú leader, has written to the Cathaoirleach of the Oireachtas Committee on Health, calling it for it to be reconvened immediately. And he's with us now. Pádraig Tobin, good morning.
Good morning to you, Catherine.
You've gone further. You've called on Simon Harris to resign. Why?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to convey my deepest sympathies to the family of Harvey. It's a disaster for any parents to lose their child. But the circumstances of Harvey's death are particularly heartbreaking, given all he had to endure in his short life. And, you know, I think it's very, very important in this country that we have some level of accountability and responsibility as well. So when Simon Harris was Minister for Health, he promised in 2017 that no child would be left waiting for longer than 4 months for scoliosis surgery. That's a promise he fails to keep. And in his own words, he says, we don't need ministers to defend the indefensible. He said that the waiting lists were indefensible. And yet we have a situation where Harvey had to spend 33 months on a scoliosis waiting list before he got his surgery. He was promised surgery back in 2022. He was meant to have it in 23. It was cancelled abruptly. Then a year ago, Harvey's family found out that he was actually removed from the Children's Health Ireland waiting lists without their knowledge. And in all that time, he had to go through horrific pain. He was in and out of hospital with pneumonia and other conditions caused by the scoliosis. The curvature of his spine reached 130 degrees. And remember that 100 degrees curvature or more is by definition life-threatening. And, you know, I feel, and many people feel, that ultimately Harvey's surgery came too late. You know, Simon Harris was questioned about this a number of times. I questioned him in the Dáil last September in relation to this. I asked him to meet with Harvey's parents. He never found the time to meet Harvey's parents. Even before the last election there in November, he was asked about his track record in this space. And he stated at that time that he made an improvement in terms of waiting lists. And questions back from CHI showed that that's not the case, that more children were waiting longer after his period of time in the Department of Health. And the question I would have is, what is now the threshold for accountability in this country? If it's not hundreds of children waiting sometimes 4-5 years for in pain for operations such as this, and some of those children potentially losing their lives as a result of not having operations too late, and a minister not making sure that the dysfunction in CHI is fixed, where does accountability ever come in then to the Irish political process?
In a statement to this programme, the Taoiseach says, when Harvey's case was first raised with him, his office immediately contacted the Department of Health and the HSE and asked for immediate clinical attention. As he stated on Monday when this issue was brought to his attention during his time as Taoiseach, his overriding focus was making sure that the proper clinical interventions and consultations were made available. He was informed an additional clinical assessment did then take place and the surgery was subsequently scheduled, which took place in November. He expects and has been assured that the Department of Health, the HSC and CHI will be available to support and engage with the family. As I mentioned at the start, you've written to the Cathaoirleach of the Oireachtas Committee calling it to be reconvened immediately and for Simon Harris to appear before it. But you've also called for him, at least on your X account last night, 6 times for him to resign.
Which
is it?
Well, first of all, we do want to give, he should give accounts in relation to the dysfunction that exists within the scoliosis operation process in this country, the dysfunction within CHI. We know CHI has been a disaster over the last while in terms of unauthorized springs being put into children, in terms of children having hip surgery where they didn't meet the thresholds for that hip surgery, where there's been toxic work culture in that organization, and where potentially state funds have been used inappropriately. I also, you know, I think that a former minister for health and a former Taoiseach and the current Taoiseach has responsibility for those elements. He should give account to those. But I think it's very clear that the commitments that he gave, that no child would wait for longer than 4 months, failed, that he did not deliver upon it. And as a result, hundreds of children have gone through very, very serious, painful and difficult situations. And I don't believe that that is good enough at all. You know, losing a child in such a circumstances is as serious as it gets for any parent or any citizen in this country. Okay. And while the actual cause of Harvey's death at the moment isn't published and isn't clear, there's no doubt that a curvature of 130 degrees is a life-threatening condition. And to allow that to happen for a young child is unforgivable in my view.
The CHI in a statement say that the waiting list for spinal surgery is constantly changing as children and young people have their surgeries and come off the list. New patients are added. Important progress is made every month. They say the Spinal Surgery Management Unit has implemented initiatives which have reduced the waiting time for outpatient appointments by 40%. The family have called for the Dáil to be reconvened, for a motion of no confidence to be placed in the Taoiseach, whereas you've gone further and asked for him to resign. Why have you gone further than the family have? Is this political opportunism on your part?
If you look at the scoliosis lists currently, the scoliosis lists are rising again at the moment. There's currently 233 children on waiting lists for spinal surgeries at the moment. There are children 3 and 4 years on that surgery list currently. There's 20 children waiting between 6 and 9 months. All of them, their health suffering and reducing as a result. The family have calls for the Dáil to reconvene and for a motion of no confidence to be had in the Taoiseach. Our request for a resignation is in reality similar. It has the same outcome. And actually, it would be a more honourable thing, I think, for the Taoiseach to do in this circumstance than to create the battle that he's going on. Remember, this is the Taoiseach. This is the man who actually signs the contract for the National Children's Hospital, which is years overdue and billions of euros over cost at the moment. And if we don't inject some level of accountability into the political system in this country, we're going to be cursed to wake up morning after morning with the same crisis happening over and over again.
Patrick Tobin, Engineer, thank you for speaking with us this morning. 8:31, Ailie Sheehy has the latest news.